Ready.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe. It might be really loud.
You're so dumb. Look how big this is.
That's what she said.
Shut up.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is you've now.
This is episode 181.
And this is
Nicole, and you are
Nicole.
You're Ricky. I'm Nicole.
We're Samantha-less because she had to go do some duties.
Yes.
And when we say that, we don't mean poop. We actually mean, like, do something.
Drop the Cosby kids off at the pool.
Oh. That's, that's kind of racist.
That's what my friend said.
Well, I guess nobody has white poop, though, so.
I hope not. Albino shit.
Ew. I bet that would be kind of cool, though. To have white poop.
No, I think I was dying.
It kind of looked like a zero like candy bar.
It would look like it was dried in the sun for years. Like dog crap. When it's just sitting there.
I like
there.
How you've compared that to dog crap.
Ooh, this dog crap is crusty and white. It must have been here for 3 years.
Ew.
Ew.
So what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. I think we should read my reviews in the
already
poems. Well, no, I'm just saying that I still have two more. Are there any more comments or phone calls or anything?
Well, we kind of fucked that up with the last episode. I kind of, we do have a phone call,
not the one we just played, correct?
No, a totally
new
different phone call.
Awesome.
But let's not go into that. Let's go into if we should keep the post office box or not, because
I'm saying no. I vote no.
Yeah,
because
it's $21.
Yeah, you could totally like take me to CC's with that.
Like five times.
I know. Well, no, because it went up a little bit.
Oh, it did. It's no longer $3.99, is it?
It's like $7 for one person.
Like, what the
if
fuck?
If you get the drink.
What the fuck?
I wanted to go there today.
Is that why you text messaged me? I was like, do you
yes.
want to grub afterwards?
Yes. But you have to go eat chili. I hate chili. Otherwise, I'd come.
It's the white chili.
I don't like chili at all.
You don't like shit.
You're right. I don't. Only CC's. Especially, I don't like shit.
How did you get fat if you never eat anything?
I eat a lot of what I like.
And it's usually not good for you?
Exactly. Pizza, like, pasta.
Yeah.
I'll have three helpings of that. Ooh, those breads. I'll have like 12. Yeah.
Well, I can.
I love it. How did you get fat?
Well,
I was fat.
Ask me how I got fat.
How'd you get fat?
I ate.
I ate another person.
Me.
I ate a smaller
I'm
person.
Tired of the fat jokes. You're gone.
I'm sorry.
You're a bitch.
You brought it up.
Your mom brings it up.
Not for you, though.
No, but everybody else. Your brother.
Ew. You're done. Turn off your own microphone.
Hi.
Crossing that line.
I totally was so Ricky at the liquor store. So I go to the liquor store on Saturday because I need to get my drink on.
And your smoke on?
Yeah.
And go home with something to poke on?
Yeah. And something to poke on? Yeah.
That's a song.
Did he tell you? What was that?
I don't know, but I was looking to see if the baby was okay.
Did he tell you that I had two friends with me?
Yes.
And what did he say about them?
He said, I don't want to say.
You can say.
He was like, Ricky came in, two of his fag friends. And I was like, they probably weren't even gay. But I don't know if they were or not. I don't know who you were with.
What did he say about him?
And he was like, well, they came in to buy alcohol. And I was like, you do work in a liquor store, so maybe.
Right.
And he's like, he told me not to tell you that I saw him, but I'm telling you anyway. Oh, okay. Text message Ricky.
Like 30 seconds after I get out of the store.
I know. I was like, I was like, so you're at the liquor store, huh? You're
partying it up.
Partying. What's going on? Having a party? And you were like, oh, damn, Cole. LOL. I said his name.
Oh, well. Does he listen to our show?
No. Never in a million years.
I should say how hot he is.
Go ahead.
Just how I want to, like, fuck his face.
Ah, don't say that. It's my brother.
No, I wouldn't.
I did find out Saturday night that he lost his virginity when he was 16 to a girl who was 19.
Really?
Yes. I always knew that he did it with her, but I didn't know when. Well, I was like, ugh, kind of. And she had like bad teeth.
Ew.
I thought so.
Gross.
But sure, her hair was like so awesome. I wanted her hair so bad.
Just not her teeth?
No. They were like big and buff.
How did he meet her?
They worked together.
Ooh.
Sorry, Kitty, I scared you.
Kitty?
You made your cat nervous.
Made my pussy quiver. Made my mussy wiver. Wiver.
What's wiver?
You made my mussy wiver.
What is even... It's like quiver and what? What's
river.
The river? What's the W? It's not even like wake or
wag.
Wag and quiver. Wiver. Wow.
I know, right?
I love when you make up words.
Me too. Like
quiver.
Like brain nerve.
Yeah. Oh, always with the calls.
Samantha. And we're back. Sorry. What were we talking about?
Brain nerves and how you made up that medical term.
That's awesome. So we're like 6.5 minutes into the show. And we really don't have anything to talk about. Is this going to be another shorty?
Ew.
Ooh, pizza roll.
Ew!
Did you see it come up to
no.
my hair? No. Yeah, piece came up on my tongue and I had to swallow it.
Ew.
I know.
You vomited.
Oh, I'm reading a book.
You vomited. Burped and vomited. Vomited.
Or verped.
I'm going to wake up the baby.
I verped.
So you're reading a book that
yes.
I read?
What's it called? Moon? Well, I forget what it's called.
Twilight.
Twilight. I'm reading the Twilight.
You're weeding it? Oh my God,
what the
you
fuck?
Can't
is
talk.
Is W like my favorite letter today or what?
Your favorite consonant.
So I'm reading Twilight.
It's awesome.
Which is in the Twilight series. And it's awesome.
It is.
And then Brian Greenschmoodle said when I'm done, he wants to like
talk
to
about
me about
it.
It's I'm like
so freaking amazing. I'm like seizuring in my chair.
Oh, is that...
Oh, the cat walked by and I thought it was like a big bug.
Is your mussy wivering?
No, it didn't wiver. And I don't have a mussy. I have a vagina.
Oh, that sounds so nasty. Ah!
Penis doesn't sound any better.
Penis sounds more, a whole lot more attractive than vagina to me.
Say penis.
Bulbous.
Bulbous. I love that word. It's so fun to say. And you gotta say it like this. Bulbous.
Oh, did you hear the fat person breathing again? Fat person breath.
Bulbous.
Bulbous.
Oh, I love it because you do like this too. Bulbous.
Bulbous. You're a street guy. Bulbous. Why does the straight guy make you laugh
because
so much?
No straight guy looks like that ever. Ever.
That's what they look like on the inside when
oh,
they're talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The fat gay inside looks like a...
Fat gay inside, you whore.
Because it's always trying to bust out and they're fighting it down.
Every straight guy has a gay guy in him.
A share
usually
inside.
Once they get their six pack drink down, they have a gay man inside of them.
I'm tearing up. Oh, yo yo.
Your mom tears it up.
Shut up about my mom. I'm gonna cut you with these surgical scissors, which reminds me of my next poem. My jaws hurt.
Oh, what have you been doing?
None of that. It's just from laughing widely.
All right, so you want to do the phone call first?
Sure.
Let's do the phone call first. We need a phone call
jingle
song.
Yes, let's make one.
Like right now?
We'll just go, phone calls.
Phone call.
Ears sucked.
El teléfono.
I love how Franco was trying to guess our Spanish, and he's part Spanish. It could not figure out what we were saying.
Maybe we need to read them again.
I have them in my purse.
Oh, God. Next time.
Okay.
All right. Here's the first call. The only call.
Hello, Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha. I just finished listening to episode 179, and I have not laughed that hard in so long. It was such a fucking great show, and yeah, I just needed to call and tell you that. So good. Except now I can't get the thought of it was a two-flusher out of my head. Oh, Ricky just text messaged me. Good show, guys. I loved it. Bye.
What were we talking about? Two pleasure? Oh, because I was like...
Two flusher. And remember I had to go poop because Taco Bell, and I go, ooh, that was a two flusher.
You're nasty.
Like you've never had to flush twice.
I don't. I let it all build up and then just flush.
Oh, God.
Sometimes the toilet overflows. Ew. No, I'm kidding.
Too far. Womp, womp.
Oh, I think I might be the laughing on one on this episode.
I know, right?
It's not you, it's me.
I don't like those long Hershey bars.
Drop a log. Have you ever pooped and then you look in the toilet and it's not there? It's like invisible crap. But you know you poop and nothing shows up on the paper either. Have you? Nod your head or shake it. Yes or no? Why does that happen? But I mean, seriously.
It's like the spirit poop. You can smell it, you just can't see it. It's not there.
It's like wind.
It can't be explained.
You feel it.
You feel it and you can't see it and you smell it, but there's no explanation.
I just had a wind poop. That's what I'm calling it from now on. Ooh, I just had a wind poop.
You can call a fart that too.
Just a little wind came out. Did you fart? Oh, nope. God. I just passed some wind.
I had a wind poop.
Wind. Oh, my throat hurts.
I just blew some methane. Methane mussy.
Made me think of Hershey squirts.
Gross.
No, want to hear a funny little song?
No.
Yes. If I don't know if I can say it. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. If you're climbing up a ladder and you feel something splatter, diarrhea.
Diarrhea. When you're riding in a Chevy and you feel something heavy, diarrhea. Diarrhea. When you're sliding into first and your pants are about to burst, diarrhea. Diarrhea. When you're sliding into third and you let a big turd, diarrhea. Diarrhea. Here we go. This is the best one. Here's the best one. When you're sliding into home and your pants are filled with foam, diarrhea.
My throat's on fire. Who made those up?
And your pants are filled with foam, diarrhea.
Who made them up?
I don't know. Are you all right?
I don't know. My brain and my mouth hurt. My throat is sore.
Did your brain
nerve? My brain nerve exploded. I'd seriously busted a vessel. Right here in my front. My frontal lobe.
Oh, God.
Wow. I hope you guys liked our diarrhea songs.
There's a couple other ones, too.
I know, right? There's like...
If you're... When you're crawling on the ladder and you hear something splatter, when you fall into the bush and you feel something smush.
Who invented them? Look it up. Diarrhea songs. Oh, I know. I love how you said if you're driving in the Chevy,
and you feel something.
You're brand specific.
The official diarrhea song.
That's probably nausea, heartburn, indigestion.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
When you think your friends are joking, but your pants are brown and soapy.
Diarrhea.
Oh, God, I'm going to pass out.
Your brain nerve is going to blow.
Toilet paper you need to gather. Your butt worked up a lather. When your stomach starts to roll and you're cleaning out your colon.
The baby's totally awake. Oh, we love that.
When you're sitting, when you're on the seat for hours and it doesn't smell like flowers. When your feeling's not so nice and you have to flush it twice.
My throat.
When you're miles from anywhere and your balls just don't care. Bowels.
I'll go throw up. No!
When you're fecally obsessed and it splatters on your chest.
I have to cough. I'm throwing up. Oh my God.
When you're driving in your Ford and your corn fills up with cords.
What?
I don't know.
I don't like that one.
When you're in your Pontiac and your brown comes down your crotch.
And your brown comes down.
Oh. When you're driving down the road and your butt tries to explode. When you're shifting into gear and you feel something smear.
I made one up just now.
When you're climbing in a tree and something trickles on your knees.
I made one up. When you're walking down the street and something splatters at your feet. Diarrhea.
When you're swimming in a river and your butt starts to quiver. When your bowels are paranoid and you just busted a roid.
Oh my God, we're gonna die.
Oh, that's enough. We can't do that anymore. Okay, breathe.
My brain.
When you're lounging by the pool.
And you have.
And your ass begins to drool.
I slid out of my chair. No more, you said. No
one more. When you're sitting on a fence and you're feeling hot and tense.
Who sits on a fence? They're sharp.
Ooh, oh, God. One more. When it floats down the gutter and it looks like peanut butter.
Oh. When you're talking on the phone and your body starts to moan, diarrhea.
When your stomach's feeling sick and your turd is fasting slick. All right, that's enough.
Oh, that was freaking awesome. That's like 45 minutes of the show.
I know.
Just laughing. It's like the stool softener episode.
When you don't feel like a dinner and your butt blows out your dinner.
What? You ruined it.
When you don't feel like a winner
you
and your butt blows out a dinner, your dinner.
And your blood, your blood blows out your dinner.
When you're filling up your pants in your bow leg cowboy stance.
I'm tangled in the cord. I'm going to dip it straight.
All right. So,
like this.
All right, let's do the phone call, right?
Whoa, I fell off my chair. Oh,
God, that was so funny. And that's the official Diarrhea Song blog at diarrheasong.blogspot.com.
Wow.
Check them out.
I will tonight.
Oh, my gosh. My
head brain
hurts.
Nerves.
All right, let's go to poems. Let's get the hell out of here.
Oh, my God. My this one hurts. Should be for L.
For Luna.
I just saw the L.
Oh. I vote for docking.
Yes.
This podcast is simultaneously stomach churning and absolutely hilarious. Well, the last 30 minutes of talking about diarrhea.
It's always funny.
It's one of my favorites. The sound quality, intros, and outros are all great, and the main host, Ricky, is very good at managing all of it.
Oh,
so she recognizes that I'm the one that works. I.
She just said me, but whatever. Me.
Whatever.
Okay.
Read your poem.
Here's the poem. I'm kind of out of breath.
My head hurts.
From laughter. Okay, ready? The title of your review alluded to docking. And I have to tell you, that image was quite shocking. The fact that you mention such a gross-looking thing only makes me want to do one thing. Slit your damn throat.
Holy shit.
Stab your chest with a knife. Throw you downstairs. All would suffice. Oh, sorry I said one thing. Not several like that. But thanks for the review, even if it was whack. All because she said docking. I don't dig that.
You don't like the docking?
No, I do not.
You don't like it when a man sticks his penis in another man's penis skin?
No.
And docks?
I don't like docking.
I love Luna. She's pretty, and she's from Virginia.
Well, I'm glad she's pretty and from Virginia, but she said docking, and her poem was about murdering her.
We still love you, Luna. Don't die.
Oh, no. Okay. Wait,
what's wrong?
You'll see.
Oh, are you going to make fun of me again?
No.
Okay, the next one is titled Loving It. It's by DJ Attic. Can't wait to hear the latest show. Love the wicked sense of humor, Ricky and Nicole.
With my name spelled oddly.
Yeah, it's
cute. N-I-C-H-O-L-L.
It's cute.
Okay. My eyes are like stuck shut with tears. Shut up. Okay. We do these shows, and we do them well. Also that you will think we are swell. Our humor, you say, is wicked. I can't talk. Wicked! Our laughs, easily heard. But you had better be careful that you don't drop a turd. I just find it ironic.
Diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
For it has been known to happen. And when it does, it's quite funny. If you're not careful, we'll cover you in honey. The honey will be sweet and sticky and quite slick. So brace yourself for good times and tighten your ass, DJ Addict.
Half snaps.
I wrote that one today because I wrote for the wrong person.
When you say honey, do you mean cum?
No, I meant honey.
Man honey?
No.
From their missy?
No.
Okay. I didn't dig that one.
Well, I said tighten his ass because he was going to drop a turd. Oh, the baby's awake.
Oh, we got the baby's awake. Let's do an ending.
How long is this?
We're at 23 minutes.
Oh, it's like 20 minutes is laughter.
Right. So we got to go take care of a baby. So
yes.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Call us at 206-984-FOUL. Give us a diarrhea song.
Oh, yeah. Make one up.
Yeah.
Yes. If you do, we'll send you some X-Lax. Or Imodium AD.
Or just shove your finger down your throat.
Oh, dear.
Where do they send us stuff?
For a little bit longer, it's going to be P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
MySpaces, Facebook is Frapper Mappas. Leave us a review.
My eyes are tired.
If we get to 110 reviews, we're going to do something very special.
Because we have 80, so pretty soon we'll be seeing Trucker Mike's big old pierced up wang. I don't know if it's big, but I'm just saying that.
It's pierced.
Pierced up wang.
Yeah. All right, so we're out here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
Holla at your boy.